When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Let us pray. Lord of all, on this day of remembrance, we come before you, the God of all history, the God who in Jesus Christ stepped into this world. And we thank you for the life of Jesus, for his actions and his words. And Lord, we thank you today for his cross, where we see that greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for another. Lord of all, today we pray for all the victims of war, those across the world who bear the scars of conflict, the injured, maimed, and mentally distressed, those who have lost limbs, have lost their reason, or their loved ones through the horror of war. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those left homeless or as refugees, those who have lost their livelihoods and security, those who still live in daily fear for their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for children who have been orphaned, parents who mourn their children, husbands and wives who have lost their partners, countless families whose lives will never be the same again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in the armed forces, charged with keeping the peace in countries across the world, their work involving months away from family and friends, and often danger to themselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for world leaders and rulers, politicians and diplomats, those whose decisions and negotiations affect the lives of so many, and in whose hands peace lies. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give wisdom to all who work for peace, courage for those who strive for justice, and strength to those who seek to break down barriers so that the causes of conflict in our world may be overcome. Grant that wherever war or the threat of war continues to haunt lives, a way of reconciliation may be found and a spirit of unity established between peoples and nations. And Lord, as we have remembered today in your presence, so now in the silence, we bring our own prayer to you. Lord, hear us, graciously hear us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And in the words that Jesus taught his first followers, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen. And we worship God again together now in the hymn, What Shall We Pray?
shall we pray for those who died, those on whose death our lives relied, silenced by war, but not denied. God give them peace. What shall we pray for those who mourn? Friendships and love, their fruit unborn. Though years have passed, hearts still are torn. God give them peace. What shall we pray for those who live tied to the past they can't forgive, haunted by terrors they relive? God give them peace. What shall we pray for those who know nothing of war and cannot show grief or regret for friend or foe? God give them peace. What shall we pray for those who fear war in some guise may reappear, looking attractive and sincere? God give them peace. God give us peace and more than this. Show us the justice is, and let us never be remiss, working for peace that lasts.
Before we share in our words of benediction, can I say that next Sunday, both in our in-person worship in the church and online and with our telephone, we will be sharing in communion. And if you would like to be actively involved in that, then please have ready a glass of water or juice and a piece of bread or a cracker or a biscuit with which you can celebrate communion. So now, go in peace. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.